Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, besties. Welcome back to the Try Not to Care podcast. It's your girl, Ashley. Thank you so much for being patient and allowing me to take a Monday off from the podcast. I posted about it on my Instagram, but it was a really hard decision to make because I haven't missed an episode since we started. And part of me felt like I was letting some people down by not posting, which maybe I was. But also, I just had to look out for my mental health, and my schedule was just too busy, and it just didn't make sense for me to force an episode. Also, it was my birthday on Monday. Thank you to everyone for the birthday wishes. I love you, and I love attention. So that was fun. But also with birthdays, I kind of get emotional. Birthday depression is a real thing, and I kind of reflect on the previous years. And while I was reflecting this year, I realized how much people pleasing I'm guilty of. So that, my friends, is what we're going to talk about today, because if I had to sort through that on my birthday, a bottle of wine deep, then you all have to too. So before we get into today's episode, you already know, I would really appreciate if you could give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on. It really helps me out. Okay, I think that's everything. So let's just get right into it. So like I said, I was reflecting on my past, and as I get older, I realize some people are fucking dickheads, and they don't deserve 1, the level of patience that I have, 2, the understanding that I have, and 3, the nurturing instinct that I have. Also, I have no clue where that instinct comes from, considering I'm an Aries, and I have mommy issues. I've been neglected by my own mom, so why am I trying to mother other people? I am so guilty of people pleasing in my friendships, relationships, at work, when I'm at a fucking restaurant and I'm afraid to ask for, I don't know, ranch dressing, like asking for a condiment. It's too much for me because I'm like, oh, that's a lot of work. That's really annoying of me to ask that. I wouldn't want my waitress or waiter to stress out about that, as if they're not getting paid to fetch me ranch dressing. I don't know. I just have constantly been so worried about how I make others feel in regards to themselves and how they feel about me that I have literally altered myself and my feelings and my values just to be liked and wanted. I was doing things that were out of my character and didn't align with my values or beliefs just to avoid rejection and not to be alone. I wanted validation so badly, and I wanted friends so badly, that I ended up finding myself having friends but still feeling lonely. I found myself in a group of girls who their idea of good conversation was talking badly about others. I was in a group chat with them, and the topic of discussion was often other people. More times than not, someone was sending a screenshot of another person's social media to make fun of or to talk shit about them. And that's not to say that other friend groups don't do this or that I've never done this, because I definitely have, and that's what I'm trying to get at here. I wanted to be liked by these people so much that I felt like I always had something to prove to them, so I often engaged in the same behavior. One of them hated this girl so much, and this girl had done absolutely nothing to me. Like, I did not know her. I had never had a conversation with this girl. I had no reason not to like her other than my friend didn't like her. And I like to think that I am a girl's girl. I will always have my best friends back. I will always support them. So in my head, I was doing the right thing by also not liking this girl. And I was doing the most. I was allowing my friend to use my Instagram account to stalk this girl. I would feed into making fun of this girl. I would make fun of her makeup, her hair, when in reality, I had no issue with her hair or makeup. It was just an easy way of getting more approval from my friend. It was a way of manipulation almost to make me seem more likable in this friend group. And every time I did engage in this behavior, I felt gross about it because it wasn't how I really felt and I wasn't being true to who I actually was. And when you do things like this, putting on an act or a persona to please others, you are essentially sabotaging yourself by trying to fit this mold that's just not you. And when you do things that aren't genuine to your character, it's almost disrespectful to yourself. Like, why do things and put energy towards things that who you are at your core does not agree with? You are caring way more about seeking approval from others, validation from others, and are just worried about making others happy that you put your own feelings on the back burner. And I say that with certainty that you care more about these things than yourself, because when you do things that you actually believe in and you can express those things unapologetically, that is what lights you up and is going to make you the fucking happiest, most genuine version of you. But if you would rather push that to the side and focus on what others want just so you can maybe get the smallest bit of approval from them, then there you have it. You care more about their needs than your own. And that's another thing that people do when they're people-pleasing, which is just, again, something that I was so guilty of, is dropping everything you're doing for others because you're caring for their needs way more than your own. And I feel like everyone has done this at least once in their life or has had at least one person they've done this for. You care about this person so much, or there's some reason you feel that this person needs to be in your life, or you need to keep them satisfied or else something bad will happen, and you almost end up mothering them, trying to upkeep their needs, and you drop the ball on yourself. You're bending over backwards, rearranging your schedule, doing favor after favor after favor for someone, and trying to keep them happy and cared for, that you completely neglect your needs. Like, oh, your friend who hasn't talked to you in 2 months needs you to give them a ride 4 hours away, but you have work in an hour? I mean, the logical thing to do is to tell them you can't, right? But no, they're going through a hard time, and it would mean a lot to them if you drove them, and maybe if you do this, they'll be more consistent in your life because you're helping them. That's literally how it is, and it seems insane, but when you are so focused on making someone happy and pleasing them, it makes sense in your head. And when you're in this mindset of, I don't care how others treat me, as long as I treat them good, that's all that matters, you are going to self-destruct because you're building relationships off, again, only their needs, and your needs are not being met by them or by you. When you're constantly in a state of pleasing others, and that's how people think of you, a people pleaser, you are making yourself a target to be walked over. And this can go for anything, just letting shit slide that you don't completely agree with, but you would rather just let it happen, or you would rather just deal with it than make a whole fuss about it. For example, someone owes you money, but you don't want to bother them more than once for that money. So you just wait and wait until it comes rather than speaking up for the money that you're owed. You would rather wait for that money than confront them about it. People pleasers often are not confrontational. They allow others to hurt them and take advantage of them, and they forgive way too easily because they do not want that confrontation. And it's not even that they're afraid of confrontation because their feelings will get hurt. They want to avoid hurting the other person's feelings. They would rather suck up how something rubbed them the wrong way or how they're actually feeling than to express it and possibly make the situation uncomfortable or upset that person. You almost feel responsible for other people's feelings, so you avoid making others feel bad at all costs, even if that means not sticking up for yourself. Doing this is so harmful for one, yourself. You are not a robot. You are not meant to please and help everyone. There is no way to please everyone and make everyone happy and hold the same view as every single person you meet. Everyone has their own values and beliefs, or at least they should. And eventually, if you are actually expressing your own, you are going to disagree with someone, and that's okay. Constantly biting your tongue and hiding how you feel is going to catch up to you, and eventually it's going to come out. And that's what leads me to my second point. When you finally do open up about how you feel and stick up for yourself, people who have always known you as a people pleaser automatically are going to assume you've lost your shit, which maybe you have, and they're going to weaponize that against you and make you feel like you're fake or the bad guy. I have definitely run into this myself. I had a situation last year where I let people walk all over me, and people close to me knew how I felt. I was always upset about these people and how they treated me, and the people close to me would tell me to distance myself from these people or try to communicate how I felt, and I definitely did try to communicate, but it just was never resolved. But I kept allowing these people to stay in my life because I cared for them, and I pushed how I felt to the side until I got to my breaking point, and it all came out like word vomit. And instead of them trying to understand where I was coming from, It was used against me, and I was the bad guy, and I was shamed for how I felt. And even after it all unfolded and time had passed, and part of me knew I was valid in what I said, I still apologized because the people pleaser in me wanted to smooth things over. I didn't want them to think they were bad people, and I wanted things to be civil. And despite that part of me still feeling like I shouldn't have apologized, I did. And guess what? I didn't even get a response. I was still the bad guy. And when people know that you are a people pleaser, they will do that. They are going to walk all over you. They're going to let you take care of them. They're going to fuck with your emotions because you let them. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to let people know when they've hurt you and when they've disrespected you. You do not need to manage anyone's emotions but your own. You do not need to watch over anyone but yourself. You do not need to sacrifice your own beliefs to make someone feel more comfortable about their own. And you do not need to sacrifice your own mental health to care for someone else's. The best thing that I've done in the past year is stop people pleasing. And yeah, I've lost a fuck ton of people because the only reason our friendships worked was because they were benefiting from it. The second I stopped doing everything that I was doing to appease them, there was no longer a connection. The second I stopped letting their shit slide, I stopped receiving text messages, stopped receiving invites. And yeah, it hurt at first, but once I applied everything that I was doing for others and started doing that for myself, my mental health got a million times better. I started making more money. I started doing things that lit me up because the only person I am genuinely 110% worried and pleasing now, all the time, is me. So for this week's assignment, I want you to think of 5 things that you can do to please yourself. What are 5 things that future you will be thankful for? 5 things that if someone else asked you to do it, you would do it without question because you know it would make them happy or relieved. I made a list of mine, and the 5 that I'm going to commit to is 1, buy myself flowers, 2, cook myself a home-cooked meal, 3, make sure I drink enough water, 4, make myself a playlist of songs that I'd be excited to listen to, and 5, clean my apartment. So I hope that you commit to doing 5 things that, you know, will make you feel happier and more relieved. I know that sometimes making a list like this feels a little overwhelming because it's like, oh my God, I'm never going to do all 5 things. But I promise you, once you do it and once it's done, you're going to be so relieved and you're not going to regret having to do it. It's kind of like that saying before you're going to work out, when you're dreading a workout, you will never regret a workout. Like once you actually get it done, you're going to be so relieved afterwards. Apply that mindset to this. And also, like I said, if someone you cared about asked you to do these things for them, you would do it without question. So I'm asking you to do it. Do it for me. Do it for yourself. I promise it'll feel good. I'm going to do these 5 things and I'll post about it on my Instagram. If you're not following my Instagrams, there's the Trying Not to Care podcast Instagram, which is Trying Not, the number 2 care podcast. And then my main Instagram is at Ashley Corbo. Follow me on those. I love whenever you guys DM me and chat with me about the episodes and just like let me know what's going on in your life in relation to the episodes. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, thank you so much for your patience with me taking the day off last week. I love you so much and I will talk to you next week. I love you.